chair.
It's too late. I already started recording.
Oh. Well, hello. Then play the intro.
This is the part where we talk about what we're going to talk about. So this is episode 10, Zoe.
Episode 10.
When you edit this in
the big
March,
10.
When you episode this in March, you'll remember that this
is
episode 10.
That's right.
This is episode 10. And we're going to talk about embarrassing stories. Yes?
Yay!
Okay, here we go.
Welcome. Hello.
Don't look at just me. There's two other people in the room.
Let's I want to look at you.
Zoe, introduce the show. Go.
This is Village Idiots, spelled with a Z. I'm your host,
Zoe.
Why does it have a Z in it? I don't remember.
Because my name is Zoe, and it's often spelled with a Z.
Breaking news. We are recording.
Were we not before?
No, we are.
Okay.
Just don't make that face again at me, because I'll you scare me when you make that face. I get so freaked out when you do that. We are recording. Episode 10, and we're laying it down, as the kids say.
That is what we say.
Yeah.
Is it what you say? I don't know what you say.
So we've got.
What's
Zoe.
The term for recording a podcast in your generation? What do you call that?
Recording a podcast.
Okay.
I don't
that
know.
Works. Well, who
busting
do we have
it down
on the show?
Podcast style.
What are you doing?
Busting it down podcast style?
Bussin? What's bussin mean?
Busting.
Oh, busting it down. What does bussin mean?
It's just busting.
Oh, okay. So there's no word bussin?
Bussin is just bussin. It's like it's supposed to be like when you eat something good, you're like, oh, it's bussin.
Oh,
that's right.
Tasty. Yeah.
There's
so you
your
would say
etymology
tasty.
Lesson. For
okay,
that.
So you're bussin welcome. Means tasty.
We have a guest on the podcast.
We do.
We
I know
do.
This guy.
Who is he?
Who are you?
My name is Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. This
cool
is the boyfriend.
Name.
This is blonde man.
Which boyfriend
I am
is this?
He's
blonde
the blonde
man.
One.
This is the blonde boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. She implies that she has many, many boyfriends and has to use colors to like differentiate which one's which.
He's the only blonde one.
Congratulations. Sundays and Tuesdays.
Sundays and Tuesdays are your days. Yep. You
nice.
Better stick 100%. To it.
So there's a schedule?
Yep.
Do you write it down somewhere?
Yeah.
Do you just know it in your head?
It depends. I trade out boyfriends often.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just kidding.
That
correct.
Sounds really good.
Thank you.
I'm also, Greg.
Yes.
I'm also a host on this podcast. And there's Zoe and Abby.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Abby. I have a Z in my name somewhere. You get to choose.
That's
somewhere,
a lie.
Yeah.
You don't.
But I might.
If you look really closely, you could pronounce it Abzy.
See, she gets it. I just
that's
hit
how
the mic
I was
with
introduced
my nose.
To her.
Why are
Nancy.
You nosing the mic like
because
a puppy dog?
I'm trying to speak into it all proper like.
Nah.
Good.
All right, well, welcome. Have we ever done anything embarrassing?
No.
Ever in my whole life? Wow.
I feel like you've got
I've
some
I've done many
tales.
Things.
I'll have to think about that at length. You guys have less time to like think back on, so why don't you go first?
Go for it, Zoe.
Zoe, what's something embarrassing that you've done in your life?
Well, my mom made me do a lot of public speaking when I was younger, and I think that's part of the reason why I am the way I am today. But most of those public speaking engagements crashed and burned because I never put that much effort into them. So I was in this a couple times. I've been in speech competitions on stage, rooms full of people. I'm, what, 13, 14? I've got this whole speech memorized, freeze up in the middle of it. It was about, I think... what's that America song? The national anthem?
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah,
I've heard
the
that
America
a time
song.
Or two.
Yeah.
And it was about the creation of that, and I'm just standing there on stage, kind of just staring off, and then I remember the rest of it, but I remember being so embarrassed. And then I did speech and debate, and every single time I did that, it was embarrassing, because I never cared enough to prepare my arguments. So I had this one line that I would always use, and it would be like, not Your Honor, whoever I was addressing,
okay.
I'd be like, the affirmative team's arguments are like a penguin, Your Honor. I'm just going to
Oh.
They they look good, you know, they've got wings, but it just doesn't fly.
And that
would be my big argument. Absolutely not factually backed at all. And then we'd lose. And I'd be like, what?
I actually like that. I'm going to start using
love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get it tattooed on me.
Okay.
You're coming. You're writing
it. Have you ever been publicly humiliated?
Yes. I have a question about debate class, though. Okay. Debate team, is it when they give you that, are you the affirmative or the negative? And then
you switch.
Do you know ahead of time which, or do you have to study for both?
You have to be prepared for both.
Really? Yeah. And then it's random.
Yeah. Huh. It's random, like, what you're going to do. So you do have to have arguments prepared for both.
I don't like public speaking, so I can see why that would be embarrassing.
I like public singing.
I know.
That seems worse than public speaking.
What about Christmas music? Yeah. Do you sing that publicly?
No. Never.
I've been embarrassed
publicly.
Don't
ever ask me that question ever again.
Oh,
that
man.
Particular phraseology will never occur again.
Yeah.
I promise. Would you say that's your most embarrassing thing, though, is public speaking?
No.
Good. We're going to save that one.
Not anywhere near.
Oh, boy.
Abby, anything embarrassing ever happened to you in your entire life?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, goody.
Most times I wake up and I do something embarrassing.
Is it being from Missouri? Is that is that embarrassing?
No, being in Ohio currently is a little more embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
It's not that
it's
bad.
It's called the show me state. I mean, really?
Yeah. Show offs. No, I'm just kidding. That was horrible. I'm never doing that again.
She did a little movement there that I wish I'd got on video.
I don't know what that was, but I'm afeared.
You're afeared. Okay. Well, I've been, I've done something stupid on stage. You know, before
you were on
I was
stage.
Homeschooled. Yeah, before I was homeschooled, I, you know, participated in private school for a little bit, and I was in percussion, and so I got my little snare drum and my xylophone, and I'm setting it up on stage in front of, like, you know, a good church auditorium full of parents.
Oh, goody.
And, you know, there's a good silence, and there, you know, everybody's tingling with anticipation, and then I go to, like, do something with the snare, and the entire thing falls over.
Oh, no.
And everybody looks at me. And I look at the ground. I look at it, and I like, set it back up. And then it does it again. And I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to get much worse than this. So I just start laughing. And I've never been scared of anything else on stage now.
Because you maxed out what you could do?
Yeah, I was like, it's literally not going to get worse than this. And it hasn't so far. You know, there's always opportunities for more.
All of these stories about being on stage, I hate being on stage.
Yeah?
100%.
Have you had it happen? For anything?
Harry, what's being been an stage? Embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stage? And why were you on stage?
Why were you?
I mean, nothing embarrassing has happened to me on stage.
Were you performing some kind of, like...
I have performed.
Speech or something? Or
what
were
you do?
I mean, I've done debate classes
okay.
for college.
All right.
Public speaking courses, but... Nothing crazy with that. I have performed in high school during the summers. We
like
had
you were in drama class or something like that?
No, in the summers, actually. There was a program in Piqua that was run by the Piqua High School show choir
and
teacher.
You were in Moana or something like that?
No, Moana wasn't a thing back when I was
back
in school.
Back in his day.
Back in my day, they didn't have a Moana.
They didn't have a Moana. You guys are closer in age.
I think the only Disney movie out at that time was Snow White.
That's
right?
The first one that came out.
No, Cinderella, actually.
Okay.
That wait, are you being serious?
There have been a lot of movies out since then. Yeah. Tangled.
Name two.
Hercules and Tangled.
There you go.
Okay.
You've got
I love Tangled.
Shall I continue?
I love both of those.
But your embarrassing story was...
Yeah, so I can think of one from when I was younger, lot younger.
Yes.
I had a blanket that had gotten basically destroyed in the wash, so it was all strings, and I remember being curious for whatever reason and took one of the strands and shoved it up my nose.
Oh no.
Deep enough to the point where we had to go to the emergency room.
No.
So they
I've
could
been
pull
there.
It out.
I've done something similar.
Yeah.
Scientific minds.
How do you make it go up in your nose
you
so
just,
much that like you
keep
just
shoving.
You yeah, just keep, you have to care.
Keep
you really
shoving.
Have to put in the effort.
And then I think I snorted a little bit.
Oh.
I mean that helps, right?
Like who doesn't?
Yeah.
You were preparing for other substances when you got older.
A blanket snort.
Yeah.
I like, and you had to go to the hospital.
I did, yes.
Wow. And what'd they do? They went in there with like forceps and like
yeah,
yank them out?
Just tweezers. Yeah.
Oh boy.
They were able to get it out, but I was terrified.
Wow.
As any, probably.
As any 18-year-old? Oh.
Three? Oh, yeah.
Three.
18.
Oh.
18. Yeah.
18. No, this was last month.
Did you have a blanket when you were 18, Zoe? Do you still have a blanket?
I have a stuffed animal, no shame.
Yeah. No shame. Who doesn't have stuffed animals?
No shame.
Men?
That's not true.
Boys?
That's not true.
Adults?
I'm going to veto the boys part
because I have two boys.
And they have so many stuffies.
Yes. So many.
What lucky... What is... You know... Of Zoe,
hey, at least the AC isn't on, like flinking. On our first one.
What about you, Greg? Ooh, have you ever been embarrassing?
Have I been embarrassing?
Yeah.
No, all the time. I embarrass people all the time.
Okay, good.
I can't, I don't know, I can't quantify the number of embarrassing situations that have happened to me over the years.
Oh, so it's just too often.
Just, yeah, it happened. That's There's real. A lot of
oh boy
time there.
Like, well, I shoved something up my nose.
A glacial.
Yeah?
It was a coffee bean, right?
I
did.
I also ate a mothball.
Oh.
I thought it was a gumball.
I ate a worm.
You look like the type to eat a worm.
A real worm or like a gummy worm?
I thought
worm?
This was a safe space where we were all sharing
I
things.
I ate a plastic
we
gummy. Are.
Yeah,
this
plastic
is,
goldfish.
This is.
I ate a real worm.
Was it good?
Sorry.
Like
yeah,
spaghetti?
It was because I went back for seconds and
Did
then someone
actually?
Stopped me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Was it a gummy worm or was
no.
it a worm
it
from
was
the
a real,
ground?
It was, an, it was a worm.
From the ground?
Yeah.
You she picked said, it up off the ground and ate it?
I said, now here's something that looks delicious.
Is that from you being inbred? Or?
Okay.
Were you
I love
just...
that everyone's sharing their stories. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And then I share something
I
and
ate
everyone's
a
ball. Like, you idiot.
You can make fun of me. I was like, oh, look, a gumball.
I say a worm, a worm beats a gum, a mothball.
I do not. A mothball's worse.
It's like,
really?
Yeah, they had to call toxicology and everything.
Did they really?
100%. Ooh. Oh, it's like deadly. It's deadly.
At least a worm, you can just get some protein from.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I put it in my mouth and I was like, this tastes a little weird. I was really young, okay? Same with the coffee bean. I snorted it. It got stuck up here.
Oh.
Oh, what did they do?
I just snorted it back. It took me for forever. We were about to go to the ER and I was like.
Tweezers?
And we called my mom. Yeah. My mom called an EMT, I'm pretty sure, just like to talk to them and like, what do we do? And then I was just sitting there like trying so hard to, and it just shot it out.
Mm.
It was great.
Did they slap you
I
on
ate
the back?
It after that. No, I'm just
no. Zoe did though.
Oh, super funny. Super funny.
Is it? I don't think it's funny.
Added flavor.
I've been to the hospital three times for cracking my head open.
You told me. I found this out the other
what
week.
What happened?
I cracked my head open three times.
But
pretty
how?
Self-explanatory.
Like, how does that... I need more details.
Yeah, more
how
details
does that
would be nice.
I did a couple things.
You fell?
Did
you fall down? Go boom?
I was jumping on a bed once, fell off, hit my head on a dresser.
Oh.
ER.
You're one of the little monkeys that they talked about.
Jumping on the bed, I fell off and
broke your head.
My head.
Broke your head. Literally, it's in the song.
Yeah, she's the monkey.
It's in the song.
Yep.
Yeah, and Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said it's natural selection.
That's funny.
Oh, I wouldn't have known it was funny without you. You straight face saying that was funny.
Yes,
a laugh would have been nice.
What other times have you struck your head in a way?
One
that
time I was spinning real. I was spinning real fast on a like playground thing, and I was like faster, faster, faster.
Like a merry-go-round.
Yeah, kind of. But it was like smaller.
I know what you're talking about.
Or maybe, yeah. And I was going faster, and then I was like, I'm going to let go.
Why not?
I did. And
you said, I have free will.
I was like, I have free will. I could let go right now. So I did. And then I hit, my head hit a metal, a wooden board, the back of my head, ER. And then this scar that I have on my forehead that had bangs for a long time to hide.
I could never
my lightning
until
scar.
You saw that.
Yeah, no one notices it. But if I point it out and you look close, I can see it.
You have a scar on your forehead.
I do.
I just noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm self-conscious and I'm going to be cutting my bangs tonight to
it's
hide
in the
that.
Perfect, like, third eye spot.
I actually
kind of
like it. Yeah, it's really
yes,
cool.
It's very, like...
Well, the story behind it is super cool because I ran into a doorknob.
I love it.
That was the best story.
You made eye contact with that doorknob and you said tonight.
And I said,
did you
you're going
it?
Down.
She owned it.
Of all the stories you've told,
that was
the most succinct.
That was the latest one.
Oh boy.
Also that.
You're not wrong. That was the most recent.
The most succinct.
She's like the deadpan like drop.
And
of her
so
not wrong.
I cracked my head open that time and had to
How
go
did
get
you
stitches.
Hit it so hard? Were you like running?
I'm fast.
You were running
fast
and leapt at
running
it?
Running
did you throw yourself at it?
And I looked over my shoulder. I was running in the house and the door was there when I thought it wasn't.
Were you running to homeschooling or from homeschooling?
I was running from somebody.
From somebody.
I was running from somebody, and I looked back over my shoulder, turned back around, and my momentum carried me right into the door.
Oh. Is this why you won't let me homeschool the kids? Because they're going to turn out like
Zoe. There
are
many, many reasons.
Ouch.
There's a lot of reasons.
Is that one of them?
That's a good one, though.
When they grow up.
They're going to turn out like Zoe. Yeah. Is that not?
Hey, man, I can speak Latin, okay?
Hey!
You did, and it was creepy.
We both can.
It was so cool. I love that when you did that.
Latin and logic.
Yes, and you summoned a demon. If you've missed that episode, folks, she actually summoned a demon.
Yeah, it's still on the hallway pacing.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next guest on the show.
Yeah, I don't want to be the first one out the door, so
no.
I'll just follow
I'm
right behind
her
Harry.
Out the door. That's... Oh, you're following Harry? Okay, he's the first man. You're the first man out.
That's fine.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Wimmis. Big Wimmis shake.
Yes. No, you, not the Grimace Shake.
You know what I...
Are you familiar with the Grimace Shake?
I am familiar with the Grimace Shake. I'm not
there you go.
That old.
You know what I tried yesterday? We were watching football.
Be careful.
No.
It's not the bonus episode.
It could be.
No, I'm just kidding.
What'd you try yesterday,
Abby? I tried
Abby?
The salted caramel Wendy's Frosty, and it's really
oh,
good.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've been wanting to try that.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I was talking about it on the... I saw the commercial. I was like, I really want to try that. And he goes, I have to go. And I was like, what? And he's like... I have Christmas duties and you cannot come with. And I was like, what do you mean? So I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs, like shaking. Because I'm like, he's going to put me in a bag and throw me into the Miami River.
That's what I was saying I wanted Krampus to do to me
yeah.
last episode. Yeah,
you get it. But yeah, though, he came back with a Frosty and some fries.
That's nice.
He's nice to me sometimes.
He's a good guy.
When he's not beating me.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no words for that.
Well, you can't say I didn't do it and you can't say you did it. Because neither one works.
Nope. I backed you into a corner.
Oh, yeah. Sit here. Do you have any comments on the allegations that you beat Abby?
When did you stop beating Abby?
Well, unless it happened on a Sunday or a Tuesday, it wasn't me.
It was the other guy.
I think you're mixing up your boyfriends, Abby.
I hope you're keeping track.
Oh. No.
There's a lot of movement in
world,
so.
Yeah. You need like a spreadsheet or something.
I do.
For all
yeah,
that.
Excel. You know about
jam-packed
that.
Roster.
I unfortunately do know about Excel.
I love Excel.
Life.
Excel's
yeah.
my friend. No. Though I'd like the Google Sheet better because it's online.
Yeah, let's talk about the differences between Excel and Google Sheets.
No, we want
everyone
people
has
to,
just clicked off.
We want people to listen
everyone
to this episode.
Everyone just left.
That's when everybody tuned out.
I
wonder what we
I
said.
And I don't care.
Has anyone else been to the hospital for a dumb reason, like running into a doorknob? Well,
I mean,
Harry,
I
told
mean,
your story.
Yeah.
I pulled my daughter's arms out of her socket.
What?
Accidentally.
What?
Glad you threw that last word in there.
Continue.
I was waiting for the face.
Continue.
What
is
happened?
There no backstory?
Where's the story?
Isn't that called something?
Yes, nursemaid's elbow.
Yes.
And it was
my sister had that too.
Oh, that explains a lot.
When your kids are little and they're like three and you pick them up by their arms and swing them, bad things can happen.
No, that's horrible. I'm never touching a child again. I'm just kidding.
I think it's important to say that that was a joke that you just said. I was walking along with my daughter, and she was three at the time, and I picked up her by one arm, and my wife picked her up by the other arm, and we were swinging her like you do with a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah,
and that led to the hospital.
I used to do that with my siblings. I'd just grab their arms and then spin them around to where their feet went off the ground, and then
that'll work. But they have to be
they
old enough.
They liked it, guys.
Yes. They
She's
didn't
convincing
complain.
Herself.
They didn't complain much. But no,
crying.
If your kids are too young and their elbows aren't
I stepped on my sister.
Settled, then yes.
When she was a baby.
I've told Harry's kids that their arguments are invalid because they don't have kneecaps yet.
Really?
Yeah, because kids don't have kneecaps until they're 9.
They're not fully developed.
Yeah, I was like, don't
like
talk
nine.
To me until you have kneecaps. Like,
that
come on.
Is not true. Are you
no,
serious?
No, it's so true.
When does
you
the
don't have rights
When does
at
the
that
plate
point?
Close in the top of your head? When is
I don't
that?
Know.
30?
25 is when your
As
brain
someone
fully
who's
develops.
31, Blondie.
Has your brain fully developed, would you say?
God, no.
Well, there you have it.
I think it's 24, isn't it?
24, 25.
Ooh, I'm getting there.
You're almost there. It's exciting.
No. I think mine's already come in. I think it's grown
no.
in.
No.
X to doubt.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm right. just kidding. That's why you're still funny. The second that it closes over, you're going to become... Hello,
I'm
going to
turn
Zoe.
24
Hi,
or whatever.
I'm so serious now because yeah. I'm Zoe.
Hello, I'm Zoe.
Oh, my God.
There you go. You're welcome.
That was eerie, yeah.
All right. Any more embarrassing stories?
A billion, but you know, some of them are really, really embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the point, save those though. For the old bonus episode.
Oh. I got spotlighted by the police because I was running in a field.
Yes, you were telling me about that. Please tell
that story. Wait. Running
Please
in a field.
Yeah. A girl can't run in a field.
This? Is this recent?
She was running from like the Capitol building or something, right?
January 6th.
Not January 6th.
Are you an insurrection? Were you doing an insurrection?
I'm kidding, everybody.
What Capitol were you running from?
I found myself in the middle of a political protest. It was not January 6th, I swear.
Okay.
It was smaller. It was like a local thing. This was years ago.
The cops are out front. So they're coming for you.
And the cops were there to make sure nobody was like going to burn anything down or break anything. But I was like,
was this in East Dayton?
16?
East Dayton? Regular Dayton?
No, it was so... I really couldn't tell you where it was. No, but I was like in this middle of this crowd and I didn't like it at all. I didn't like being surrounded by people. I wanted to get out of there. I didn't like being there. So I start running into this field, this cornfield, which is like by where the people... And then all of a sudden...
Oh, no.
I feel this light hit me, this strong light, and I hear like cops yelling on their megaphones. What are you doing? Get back. Like, I don't know. Something, but I like turned around. I walked slowly back. Insurrection or whatever the hell was happening at this point. Everybody stopped to turn and look at this stupid girl slowly walking back through a field. Spotlight fully on her, guns drawn by the cops. And I just walk all the way back and then they start their protest up again. But I'm like, oh, that was actually the worst thing that ever happened. And that was the story of the first time I drank alcohol to forget.
That explains so much about you.
Yeah.
12? How old are you? 12, 13?
That's her life.
I think 15. Or I was pretty young.
You told me about that in grounds.
R. Yeah, R. and... I like,
are you going to say RIP every
I'm
time
like
you say
actually,
grad school?
100%.
The memory of it still makes me like burn up.
What kind of light was this? Like a helicopter?
A searchlight.
Like a helicopter?
It wasn't the old LED lights.
They were really hot.
It was that blue Christmas glaring kind.
Was it Christmas lights? And you're, no. And that's why you don't like them anymore?
It wasn't.
It was not a helicopter, though.
And you know what?
This
story isn't even that funny.
But it wasn't a helicopter.
No.
Why were the cops caring if you were leaving? I don't understand.
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
They would want you to go away, wouldn't they?
I think fewer protesters. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking one cop was like, what's that movement? And so they searchlighted and then they were like, hey, get back. What are you doing? And then I slowly walk back.
This sounds like Dayton activity, to be honest.
It probably was.
Sounds like people who grew up in Ohio activities.
Sounds like a place I shouldn't have been. Let's be real. Yeah.
It sounds traumatic. Yeah. It sounds like something that would live with you forever.
Oh, yes.
This is your therapy episode. Okay.
This is why every time I shine a bright light on you, you freak out.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Nightmare.
What's that up there in the corner?
That's not funny.
Do you hear a clicking? Is that a clicking? What is that?
No. Don't look at me when he did
it. Oh, no. She's making the face.
That's not funny at all.
It's hilarious.
No. You know, there's this one time, right? When I was working at Mackey D's up in West Milton.
I love Mickey D's.
I don't like working there. I loved my coworkers. Didn't like the customers. Some of them were okay.
AMSR. Here we go.
Yes. Just for you.
AMSR.
I get the letters wrong on purpose.
Basically. Oh, I got to do like a little PG version of this because.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so basically,
please.
So one of my coworkers, he was talking to me, you know, guy activities. And it wasn't, he was just talking about his girlfriend.
Wait. Coworker was talking to you.
Yes.
About guy activities.
No, yeah. He's okay. A guy. Talking about guy activities.
We've all
so
been
what's
there.
A guy activity.
I
like,
can't go into it.
Like his dating.
Yes, kind of. Yeah.
Proclivities
yeah,
or like who
one.
He was seeing. And
that's a big word.
But yeah. He was like
that's
telling me over
word.
The.
I don't know what proclivities means.
You get the little like headset thingies.
Preferences.
Yeah, that's the one.
So guy talk. Well, it wasn't guy talk. What were you saying?
It was. I mean, it was guy talk.
But what'd you call it?
Guy activities.
So things that guys do.
Yeah. And he was telling you about show off or whatever.
Okay. Oh, so he was bragging.
Showing off what?
He was bragging to you about his guy activities.
Yes.
Over the microphone headsets.
Yeah. So he's just talking because there's a button you can press to just talk to your coworkers, and there's one to talk to the drive-thru.
Is this a setup for the end of the story where it goes badly?
Yeah, he's talking to the tractor. Oh, and there was someone there. And they were silent.
And then I kissed this lady on the mouth.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. Yep. And I was just like, they just hear me going, oh, okay. And then, like, he's talking. It's just me going, like, yeah, okay. And then.
Can I get fries with that?
Right. You could literally. The person goes, hello? And we're like,
oh, no.
And I said, you're taking this because you're the one who was talking about it. And I'm leaving and I'm going and making the fries. Goodbye.
That's the kind of McDonald's I want to go to.
No, it's not.
With the guy
dinner
activities.
And a store?
Guy, yeah. Yeah. Dinner and a store.
Yeah, that's right.
What did Liz say? Boy parts.
Boy parts. Parts.
Yeah.
I want to know more about these guy activities.
No.
Oh.
That's in the bonus episode.
Yay.
I want to know what he was telling you that it would be a brag.
It was just, I don't know.
Oh, God, here we go.
I was going to say, you can probably guess.
Oh, I can guess all day long. Okay. I just want to hear it on the radio. That's it.
No.
No.
No. You can tell the story, but it's going to be a one long
play. Wow. And then they were holding hands.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that before.
Christian, don't you snort your coffee at me.
I said it jokingly. Now I feel bad because Zoe feels alone.
Yeah, I am. And I am. And I'm glad we got that.
Abby will hold your hand later if you want.
Oh.
You
and
get
whisper
her on Mondays,
sweet
right?
Nothings into
it. I get Abby on Mondays, yeah. So,
yeah. Hello. Talking about lady activities.
No.
Hello. Ah. Oh, my. Over the drive-thru.
Well,
I just wanted an extra ranch.
I just wanted
And I have to listen to all of this. In this Christian economy, what did you
say? On my Christian Minecraft server.
On my Christian it's on Minecraft, bro, I swear.
It's on Minecraft.
So I have a story.
Yes. Oh, boy, here we go.
Police as well.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Bad boy.
Were you shot at? Nah.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, good.
Because I'm super tired. And,
okay.
You know.
It's bedtime?
No. I just need that forever nap.
Oh!
Wow, that took a turn.
That took a dark turn.
A very dark turn.
Dark humor.
I would rattle the ice in my drink if I had it. Yes.
But no, so I was in...
Yay.
There you go.
I was in sixth grade, and I was convinced by friends to go soaping as...
Wait, you were in sixth grade, 11 years old, and you had an encounter with the police.
Yeah.
Soaping? Is that like, you know...
Yeah, you take bars of soap and you...
I thought it was like streaking, but with soap between your cheeks.
You gotta go slow.
Oh my God.
You cannot run too fast.
No,
that's a guy activity right there.
No, those guys.
Is that a guy activity? Would you consider that a guy activity, Zoe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Streaking with the soap between the buns.
Yep. Well, you know, when like in cartoons and stuff, when they'd have like the bubbles that covered up like the parts.
Is that what happened?
The boy parts?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that what that is?
That is, yeah.
Okay.
So you're gonna go soaping.
Yeah.
Yeah, soaping.
So for those apparently not educated on that.
I don't.
I've never
Please
read
educate
really?
Me. I don't know what soaping
oh my
is.
Gosh.
I could think of a few things.
So that's where you'd go to like random cars and you just like rub the soap on their windows to cover
Irish
their
spring?
Windows.
What kind of soap?
Yeah.
Whatever you could
the
get.
The aloe?
Usually the cheapest and worst one.
Dial. Took,
yeah.
So you take the soap.
There goes the Dial sponsorship, guys.
Yeah, that was
I don't
our
want
sponsor.
Them anyways.
Now they're out.
Well,
they've just canceled.
I've ruined that.
So you take the soap that you purchase at Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
you get a 6-pack. And, yes. and then you take it out and you do what with it on the car?
You just like, it becomes like a coloring page. Like
oh,
you
okay.
color on the window.
You rub
yeah,
it on
yeah.
the window and it comes off on the window and makes like a...
Yeah, it leaves the soapy residue.
Okay.
Mm.
And the worst type of soap you can get, the harder it is to get off.
And now you work at a car wash. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah, I was training actually.
Oh, boy.
But no, so the cops were out on Halloween.
Like they do.
And we got stopped because we were also... trick-or-treating as our last year.
As a bar of soap? Were you dressed as a bar
no,
of soap?
No, I was dressed as a clown, I think. I can't remember.
That tracks.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my career. Clown.
And then what did the policemen say to you?
They were just checking us for soap, and I got kind of... I got kind
in
of
between
mouthy.
Between your cheeks?
Oh!
They were checking us for soap. That's
we're
the episode
have to do a
title.
Search.
That's the episode title right there. This cavity is so clean.
No, they wanted to...
Oddly clean. You got anything else up there?
Where are these bubbles coming from?
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
No. No, they wanted to check our candy baskets.
Oh,
and wow. So yeah. I didn't go hide, for it. I didn't hide the soap in the candy basket.
That's not where I keep
so
the
what
soap.
I started to do is I got mouthy and I started throwing candy on the ground until they stopped looking. I said, is this good enough?
Oh, boy.
Is this good enough?
So you were taunting the police at 11.
I did, yes.
Yeah. That explains so much
about
you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He throws candy at me, too.
Did you get in trouble? Did they find the soap?
No, they just told me to cut it out.
Where was the soap?
It was in... I had two pairs of pants on.
We want to know.
So it was in his cheeks.
Oh!
No, it wasn't in my cheeks.
Rosy cheeks.
I had a normal pair of pants on, and then underneath I had the pairs of pants that have like 20 pockets.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And it was in those pockets.
That's a guy activity, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a guy
filling
activity.
Up your extra pockets.
Hope
with
no
soap.
Cops yeah. are listening to this. They're gonna come find you.
What if they didn't know, and now they know the whole secret?
They're like, yeah, like they've got the board with like the red yarn, and they finally connect.
Oh, no.
The murder board, and
they're like, oh my God.
That's where the soap was.
Yep.
It breaks all the cases wide open.
The FBI is literally.
FBI, open up.
Give us the soap.
They found a break in the case.
Where's your soap?
You know what's a crazy story? I mean, this one, I was in
the car.
Is it
better than that one? That one's pretty good.
That was really good.
I like
the soap. It has to do with officers.
Were you also dressed as a clown?
No, I was. So I was going to go clean a church at 2 a.m. with my ex.
Like you do?
Yeah. And because we would blast music as we were cleaning. It was really fun.
Oh, you were actually cleaning?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
This isn't one of those stories where you're going into some abandoned factory or something like that.
No, his job was to clean a church actually nearby. And so we would go and just blast music. And
clean, right.
Yeah. And so it's nighttime.
You're supposed to be there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's nighttime and we're younger. And it was in this area. And an officer pulled us over because it's late and we're young. And he was like, hey, so do you have any drugs in the car? And my ex looks at him and goes, not in this one, sir. And I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, the officer was just like, oh, just keep that car at home then. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, and the same guy also gave a different officer a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Mm.
And I was like, does this work?
Like an actual...
Oh, 100%, yes.
Like
oh,
that's Monopoly. Funny.
Yeah,
I always wondered if anybody had ever done that and if it had worked. Did it work?
So no? The officer was like, you better not try this on anyone else. You're lucky it was me. And I was like, oh. So there's your answer.
So it did work. Yeah. Nice.
Don't try it on anyone else.
All right, we need more embarrassing stories.
More embarrassing ones?
My mom slammed my head in a door. Does that count? It's embarrassing for me. Ooh,
that's not embarrassing. That's just
sad.
No, it was kind of funny.
You're bringing me down.
No, it was kind of funny. It was like a van
door.
Yeah,
way to ruin the vibe.
No, it wasn't Hey, all right. Listen, I think it's funny.
Were you chased by the police with a spotlight?
Oh, I was playing airsoft and an officer thought that it was real and I got pushed against a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary.
How old
she
are
got
you?
The touch pass.
I did get the touch pass.
Were you dressed as a clown?
No, I was dressed at all. I had like a little ghillie suit thingy on though. So
like you do.
Suspicious.
Was this on Halloween?
No, it was. So I used to play airsoft all the time with a group of guys
in a ghillie suit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a guy activity, and that's not gross.
That's true.
Okay.
There's some like
defending the guys.
Hmm. They don't need defending.
They've been defended enough.
But yeah, no, that was the story. I don't know.
I'm trying to think if there's anything with my kids.
Did you pull their arms out of their sockets?
Let's hear your kids' embarrassing stories.
No.
Embarrassing stories.
Expose honk and bonk right now.
No, I veto that. You don't want to do that.
No.
I got pulled over for the first time a couple days ago.
Are you a cop magnet?
I wish. If there are any cops listening.
Hello, officer.
Arrest me.
Rare.
You were flirting with the cops at the...
Oh, at Harvest Fest. Yeah.
I've got soap on me somewhere.
Oh, find it.
Is that what you tell the cop?
No, but it was because one of my headlights was out. But I did everything wrong because I'd found out the day before it was out. Somebody had told me. I was like, oh, okay, I got to get that fixed. I don't want to get pulled over. What happens the next day? First of all, I get pulled over right in front of my house. Like, I made it home free, and then he was just there, like, waiting. And so I was like,
We have reports of lights that are out.
I knew what it was about, so I literally just pulled over where I would have parked anyways, like, where I was about to park. And he comes around, and I roll my window down, and I'm like, this is about the headlight, isn't it? I don't even let him say anything. And he goes, oh, so you knew? No.
So we know.
I knew what I was doing, and I did it anyway.
He was really nice, and he was like, okay, well, just want to make sure you know. A lot of people don't know. Just make sure you get that fixed. And I was like, yeah. Here's my license. But no, he was super nice about it, and I was like,
now you're dating.
And I wish. No.
Was it Officer Grubb?
No.
I'm Team Officer Grubb.
Does he look like Magic Mike? That's all I want to know.
He was cute, actually. If you're the guy that pulled me over and you remember pulling over a girl with one headlight and she had on kind of like a weird...
This is a dating show now.
Like, it's a goth-looking outfit.
And I was wearing my glasses at the time, but I looked a little bit ratchet. I promise I could clean up and look better than what I looked like when you pulled me over.
Oh, what's ratchet?
Zoe.
Yeah.
That's if you look up.
Is it unattractive?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Discombobulated?
Yeah. Yeah, a little discombobulated.
Yeah.
I'd say like messy.
Messy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ratchet? Yeah. Okay.
I didn't look 100%. I didn't look like a cop magnet. But he was super nice. So.
Do you want to look like a cop magnet? I mean, that sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah, she does. Did you see her blink like that? Rare.
Hello. I'm putting in both contacts for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know how I do that. I want to see everything. I bullied him.
Hello.
I bullied you.
Who said that?
Oops. Oh, you're pulling me over again?
Again.
Just never get the headlight fixed.
So you've been driving back and forth in front of the police station. We want to know why.
I still don't have it fixed.
What?
It sounds like a dare.
Are you daring
him to pull you over again?
Hey, my light's
okay,
still
can I ask a question? Uh-huh. Your car is brand new. Why wouldn't the headlight work?
Oh, because the universe hates me and wants things to go wrong for me always.
It's a Hyundai.
Literally, is it a new car? Is it a brand new car?
No.
Okay. It's used.
It's a used car. Okay.
I think I'm buying a new car? Please.
This guy.
Anyways, if you are someone who knows how to fix headlights.
Or a policeman.
Or if you're single, Zoe's looking.
Or if you're dressed as a clown and you have
single.
Soap.
Just YouTube that. It takes like 5 minutes.
It's easy to do. I believe in you, Zoe.
You can borrow him.
I believe. No. Do it yourself.
Oh.
Be self-reliant.
You'll feel accomplished.
You can do it. Feminism.
Just
do it. You can do it.
Run to the auto parts store.
You don't need no man. Wow. Come on,
girl,
do it.
Girl, you don't need no man.
You don't need no man. Just shake your head when you say that.
That was a doubt. Yeah. You don't need. You don't need.
She's shaking her head. Yes, I do need one. This is turning into a dating show, by the way. If you're out there,
well, it was an embarrassing moment, so it kind of makes sense.
It was a little embarrassing.
That.
I mean, it would have been. I mean,
you're gonna watch this when you're 50 and be like, "Oof."
Well, they still have podcasts.
And look over at my cop husband
in 35
who's 30 years
it's
older
be
than
like
me.
A floppy disk,
huh? What's gonna look like?
Podcasts are gonna be like floppy disks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I know what those are. I have one.
Congratulations.
From an abandoned building.
I don't know what that is.
Wow, that's sad that you got that.
You don't know what a floppy disk is?
No, I don't. But now I'm changing the subject, which is abandoned churches.
I've never been in an abandoned church. Oh. I've been in an abandoned building.
You're talking about the church and cleaning it.
Oh, well, that wasn't abandoned.
Okay. Well, I lived behind a haunted church, and I had a key, and I'd go in, and I'd do school, and then also walk down the aisle and pretend I was getting married. I'm going to kill myself.
Is that where you would...
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I'd have like... I would cut that out.
That's sad on like 8 levels.
But I stopped going there because it was haunted.
And because you kept saying Latin there and you kept conjuring things.
I practiced my Latin homework. Sorry that it summoned
you. I hated Latin homework.
Don't practice Latin in haunted places.
Ooh, scary. If somebody came in there and you were in there alone, and you were doing that, they would people would freak out.
Boom, and that's all I know.
Were you saying were you chanting in Latin when the cops put the spotlight on you? Because I could explain that.
There may have been like a ring of fire.